It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. I'm sure some of you got some great gifts over the holidays, maybe. One of the things I found under my tree was a beautiful hand-painted ceramic vase, but you know what? There was a great big sticker, a price tag stuck onto the vase, and I had a heck of a time getting that price tag off. I bet many of us could rant on that particular subject, and I know my acting senior producer Don Smith can because he has a thing or two to say about price tags. So guess what? It's time to open the gripe bag.
I don't like things now compared to the way they used to be.
You know what really grinds my gears?
All this progress. Phooey!
Will you please tell me why?
That's the way it was and we liked it.
Get off my lawn!
I yield to no one in my appreciation of places that find ways to charge less for things you actually need or want to buy. Good old American competition. But there is an apparent fear that some bottom-dwelling sneaks will somehow manage to remove or swap price tags on everything from gift bags to golf balls to signs that describe how Mama's disposition determines everyone else's, you know, if Mama ain't happy, etc., etc. These price tags are attached to whatever they deface with stickum that would probably work to repair battleships. They are often located where they can best be seen. They are usually designed to break into a number of smaller pieces, each as sticky and impossible to get off your fingers and hands as modern science can devise. They do not come off cleanly. There is residue left. That requires some chemical compound like Goo Gone to detach. This leaves a stink and sometimes a stain. Trying to get the goo off with a tool of some sort often results in gouges, scratches, even breakage. Is there now or was there ever an epidemic of price tag swapping? Are modern science and technology incapable of devising price tagging that does not require tear-apart tags attached with adhesive from hell? We never had this problem at Rich's.
That is Don Smith. He is the acting senior producer for On Second Thought. To hear more of his rants and others, visit gpbnews.org. We'll be right back.